Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, almost everyone is being affected nowadays by the critical shortage of meat. But the folks who serve you at your Kroger store want you to know that although there's not much chance of getting famous Kroger Tender Ray beef and other meat items are limited, Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. As always, however, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Another thing your Kroger meat man wants you to know is that right now your Kroger store has a plentiful supply of deliciously tender and fresh-tasting Kroger's Selected Seafood. It's priced to save you money, and it's the finest flavored seafood in town. Kroger's Selected Seafood has that wonderful fresh-caught flavor because it's rushed to your favorite Kroger store by Kroger's special rush delivery system. That means every morsel is fresh, firm-fleshed, and delicious. Make up your mind right now to treat your family to a real shore dinner. Visit your Kroger store and see for yourself how tender and delicious-looking Kroger's Selected Seafood really is. And just wait till you taste the fresh-caught flavor of Kroger's Selected Seafood. You'll say it's the best ever. Visit your Kroger store soon and get your share of Kroger's Selected Seafood. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny has begun to suspect that there is more between Freddie Lang and Bill Carver than appears on the surface. And it's well that she does. For Carver is planning to take revenge on Freddie through Penny. But unfortunately, Penny is not aware of this as she talks with Johnny Keith in the living room of her home.
It's, almost like old times sitting here like this, isn't it, Johnny?
Oh, too much like the very old times. When I was too shy even to sit on a sofa.
Well, you don't have to sit over there in that chair. You can come over here and sit on the sofa with me.
I can't?
Yes, you can.
Swell.
Come on.
Oh, what'll I say if your mother catches
it? John. Oh, you're in a good mood tonight, aren't you?
Sure. Why shouldn't I be? You seem to be happy. It makes me happy.
Johnny, Keith, you can do better than that.
Yeah, I can do a lot better, Penny, but... Well, I tried to say a few things to you in the car the other night, and I didn't get very far.
Well, you almost went too far, Johnny.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe saying anything at all is going too far.
Yeah, maybe it is.
But how long is the guy supposed to keep it up, Penny? How long?
Johnny, let's not go into it again, please.
See what I mean? The minute we get started, you put a stop to it.
I know I do. But you do think I'm doing the right thing, don't you?
Penny, if having things on your mind you've got to say, if having feelings inside you you refuse to recognize, if closing your heart to what you know belongs inside it, if all those things are right, well, then you're doing the right thing.
That's a very pretty speech, Mr. Keith. But it's a little mixed up. Look, Johnny, we have no right to say things to each other anymore. Not the things we want to say. Johnny, we don't have the right to have feelings for each other. At least not the feelings we have. We don't have the right to open our hearts to each other. Not the way they were opened before.
Why, Penny? Because I showed myself for the fool that I am and suddenly married Alice?
Yeah, that's the tangible reason. But there's even more to it than that.
Yeah. And it's the more that really counts, huh?
You know it is, Johnny. Oh, why do we keep pretending at times like this that things haven't changed?
We don't pretend any such thing, Penny. We know how things have changed.
Oh, I know that. I mean, why do we each secretly wish they weren't changed? Why do we allow ourselves... to forget that things have changed and that they can't ever be the same again.
Do you allow yourself to think that way, even for brief moments?
I don't suppose there's much use pretending I don't, because you know that I do.
Well, that's some consolation.
Johnny, facing it honestly, neither one of us deserves consolation. We're what we are and where we are because of our own doing. We can't blame anyone but ourselves, you know that. So let's not feel sorry for ourselves. Let's just take things as they are and leave them that way. Let's face the fact that they're going to stay that way.
Maybe they aren't, though.
Just maybe, Johnny. Look, let's not involve ourselves with maybe. Somebody's bound to get hurt.
Oh. There's just one thing wrong with you, Penny. You make too much sense.
Well, as long as I make enough, I'm happy.
You make more than enough.
Anyway, we're still friends, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. The best.
Mm-hmm. And always will be.
You bet.
Johnny, I could hug you for that.
Oh, don't. You'll have me started all over again. Look, maybe I better go sit over in that chair again.
Oh, you're a sissy.
No. Not a sissy. Just trying to be smart myself. Oh, better still, how about a little music?
Well, Johnny Keith, can you play the piano since when?
Oh, since never. I was inviting you to play for me.
Oh, for a minute I thought I was going to be entertaining.
Well, the next best thing to being entertained is to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I haven't heard you sing in weeks.
Oh, you want me to sing too?
No, just one will do.
Oh, Johnny Keith, what a terrible joke.
Oh, I have even worse ones.
You do?
Yeah, now you play that piano, young lady, and sing me a song or I'll murder you with bad
jokes.
Oh,
no, don't do that. I'll play. Must I sing, too?
Well, you don't have to sing. Instead, I'll tell you the story about
the
man who...
No, don't do that. Never mind. I will sing.
All right. I did it.
All right. Well, just one song, do.
Oh, we'll see how good it is.
Okay, we'll try it, then. How about this?
Hearts are gay when they play at pretending. If you're blue, why don't you try pretending? After all, aren't we all idle schemers? What is life but a world full of dreams? You're not poor, not when you're make-believing. So when you
do I pass?
Well, I can't quite make up my mind. I think you'd better sing it again.
No, sir. You're not getting away with another chorus. Saved by the bell.
Lucky.
Well, about something. Excuse me a minute.
Sure, but I'm going to hold you to that minute.
Just a minute. Doc?
Hiya, Miss Gibbs. Remember me?
Well, Oh, yes. Yes, you're Bill Carver, aren't you?
Yeah. Cut and bumping ahead and all. Then a guy get invited in?
Oh. Well, I'm afraid I have company. I
well,
guess...
can I get in? That's good enough for me.
Well, yes, I suppose so, but I...
Look, I ain't gonna take up much of your time.
If
I
it's
just
Freddy
wanna...
you're looking for, he's not here.
Anna, this is a special call, just to see you, sweetheart.
Now, look, Mr. Carver,
what
I...
What's the trouble out there?
Of nothing, Johnny. It's Bill Carver.
Hey, who's the guy in there?
Bill Carver. What does he want, Penny?
None of your business what I want, bud.
Well, now, look here, you. That's
you look, chum. I didn't come here to see you, whoever you are. I'm paying a social call on Miss Gibbs.
Miss Gibbs is busy.
Yeah?
Yes, I am at the moment, Mr. Carver. Now, perhaps if you phoned me sometime and said you wanted to come over, I'd be most happy to see you.
I see people when I want to see them, and I happen to want to see you now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carver, but as you see, I have company.
Let me handle this, Penny. Look, Carver, you don't know who I am, and I know who you are. I think you'd better leave.
Well, now, ain't that interesting?
I'll make it interesting if you don't get off this porch and out of this yard.
Hey, you talk like you like trouble, chum.
No, I don't like it, but I know how to handle it. So maybe you'd better leave.
Yeah, sure, I'll leave. I don't want to make no fuss in front of the lady here. But what's your name, chum?
Keith. Johnny Keith.
Okay. See you around, Keith. See you around.
Fine. It's a date.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Gibbs, I'll see you again, too.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carver, but
I don't... Save it, sweetheart. I'll be seeing you both. Yeah, be seeing you soon, too.
Well, of all
you better close the door, Penny.
All right. Thanks for getting rid of him for me, Johnny.
Okay. But for a minute there, I thought I wasn't going to. Oh. Say, I wonder what he wanted.
Golly, I don't know. Tell you the truth, I don't even want to find out. That look on his face just gave me the chills.
Yeah. He's, not exactly a gentle-looking character, is he?
No.
Well, I don't... Uh-oh. There he is again.
Yeah.
Now, let me handle
it. Look, Johnny, be very careful.
Don't worry. Now, look, you...
Say, what is this, son?
Jed, sorry.
Oh, Jed, come in. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. We thought you were Bill Carver.
Bill Carver?
Uh-huh.
Say, was that the fellow I passed coming up the walk?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. He uh-huh. just left.
Well, what do you want?
Well, we don't know, Jed. But we didn't let him in. That fellow has trouble all over his face.
Yeah. The look I got at him, I didn't like very much. But that isn't all I don't like this evening.
Jed, what's wrong?
Well, nothing, I hope. I hope it's just my eyes deceiving me. But I'd swear I saw Jerry Manson on the street a minute ago.
Did Jed really see Jerry Manson in Rossville? Isn't she supposed to be in jail? Jerry swore vengeance on Penny before she was arrested. Is she back to keep her promise? And what did Bill Carver want at Penny's house? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Everywhere you go nowadays, you hear about the critical shortage of meat throughout the nation. So you know there's not much chance for you to get famous Kroger tenderay beef. Remember, though, Kroger is doing everything possible to get meat. But as always, Kroger will buy only through legitimate channels at legal prices. Remember, too, your Kroger store has a plentiful supply of delicious Kroger Selected Seafood. Priced to save you money, Kroger Selected Seafood is firm-fleshed and packed with a real ocean-fresh flavor. So visit your Kroger store and get your share of Kroger's Selected Seafood. Now your local announcer.